Yo, 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 Zagazo. Zagazo.
Niggas gonna gotta start trademarking shit. We're going with everything, huh?
Going with every fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? Going with everything. But, well, for that, I do let Chris introduce everything. Go ahead, Chris.
You say, man, you don't know what time it is already. This Big Breeze in the house. Back with another one, back with another one, back with another one. And co-host Reno in the building. What time for the what time? Charles couldn't be with us today. But, you know, the show must go on. We get one of our WTG girls in the house. But today, she kind of like, she get two hats today, you know what I mean? She get her WTG hat and she get her actor hat. You know what I mean? Also, we have the big
first of all, big cast. How you call everybody name but not my name?
Shit. You know what, cast? You know what, cast? Since you're a WTG member, I'm gonna pass it to you. You introduce we and the movie.
I'm not
everybody.
Ready for that.
I like that.
Yeah, we can't. Like, the people tired of hearing me every ep. Like, you legit could.
No,
like,
but you're so good.
No.
That's gaslighting. That's gaslighting.
But
it's gaslighting.
Anyways.
Nah, cuss.
Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody could be better than you. But we're gonna introduce Breezy.
Hi.
Over there. Hey, Lil Bill. Big Cass. And then right next to me we have Aquino.
Superstar.
In the house.
You know, lead star for the Aquino movie.
Yeah, definitely. We're gonna get into that for sure. We're gonna talk about the movie. We're gonna talk about the experiences, you know what I mean, a little later. In case you guys don't know, we got a nice episode for you guys today. You know what I mean? We're gonna start it off. Like, we've been starting off with fan meals all year. I kind of like the vibe. So we're going to do that. You know, we're going to start with our fan meal. And we're going to just talk about it, have a conversation about it. Whether, like, we giving our experience to it. Whether we giving some advice. We're just going to be reacting in our own personality to the fan meal. You know what I mean? So without further ado, Rain. DJ Rain, drop the beat.
I got two questions. One of my questions are, dating or being in a relationship, like, what's some of your deal breakers? You know, some things that you just absolutely cannot go for. You would just, like, immediately just not talk to that person anymore or want anything to do with that person. Like, what is a deal breaker for you? And also, another question is, which sex do you like better? Do you like having sex at night, or are you a morning sex type of person? Like, wow. Rolling over, dick's already hard, and just ready. So,
I see why she was funnel.
I like her. Whoever you is, keep sending your questions. Your questions will feature every week. I like that. She get right to it. I like that.
Woo. Hey, so the first question. What's a deal breaker? I said no, man. It can't
I
be with this
last.
Person.
I go first. I mean, it'd be short and simple for me. Deal breaker could be, if you don't flush the toilet after you piss, I feel like that's one of the nastiest things.
Yo, you bring that
fuck
back again. Hey, like, so
it's the only deal breaker for real, dog.
So, if I've been following the pod, like one of our first episodes, Rain was making it a big issue that, like, yo, if you pee, you gotta flush. Like, you have to.
Like, don't be saving water with y'all, man. Like, flush that toilet, bro, please. Nah, see, man, you walk in this girl house, and you both a gay time, he's like, well, You went to the bathroom for something real quick. And so I was like, oh, you are pissing. Then
okay, but if you expect a company flush the toilet, but like if it's yellow, let it settle, and if it's brown, shut it down. You know what I mean? You know what the fuck is going on?
Nah, man. Like, whoa. Water can't be so important. Flush the toilet, man. Flush the toilet.
That's serious for some people, you know?
If your piss clear, then what?
Then what?
My boy, you hear what I said? What?
No, okay, really, ask you a question for real. You dating a girl. You gone in the bathroom and she ain't flush. So you walking out, are you going straight to your car, you gone? Like that, because that's the question she asked. What's the ultimate deal breaker?
I feel like I a generous person, I patient. So you get one chance, you check, I'd be like, she probably forget, man. But another time, it's like, nah, you forget. You white, so you're like a double offender.
You gonna bring it to her attention? Like, you gonna give she a fair warning? So she don't have to
I gonna probably play it off with a joke, like, what? Somebody ain't flush the toilet, man. I'm going on, like, a joke, you know? Like, so she don't feel so bad, you know what I mean? But still hinting, like, you bugging type shit. I wrong for that?
Man said he gonna play it off with a joke, like, what fuck I see? And somebody shit, man. Oh, fuck, that fuck is just piss, bro.
And you say that fuck low, 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 so she could.
So she could. Like, damn, I gotta flush my piss from now on. I'm fuck smell like shit. Alright.
Oh, shit.
He said, I got flush my kisses.
Hey, Crane.
Okay, Crane. What's your deal breaker? Because I can stand this, and that's it for me.
So she don't flush. What's our next deal breaker for you, Rain? That's it.
The next one, he said that's the only one.
That's crazy.
I let everybody else go.
Yeah, see, couple? I did break up for me. You want to go Aquino?
Yeah, I go.
Yeah, gotcha.
My son, a deal breaker for me is probably if I take you out to eat and you don't clean up the table after we done eat. And you tell me, nah, let the waitress do it. We have a big problem because I know your house nasty. Mm-mm. I know you don't wash them dishes at times.
I see what you said.
Yeah, that's a deal breaker for sure.
That's a lot.
I see what you're saying.
But okay. Suppose
though. Brenda leave them thing on the table for the week.
I don't lie. No.
Brenda messes up extra before he leaves.
Before he's probably just put like the fox and everything in one plate. But like, I'm messing with a girl and like she'll consolidate everything. And ever since then, it has been doing that fuck. Cause they just started to cool. Like, help them out. You know, it's a helpful person. Sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Hey, Akin, I got a question for you. But suppose, like, she come from, like, royalty, you know what I mean? She get maids and stuff. So, it's like, she ain't really, you know? She used to just gain up and just somebody cleaning up after.
That is their job.
You just got teach her.
Yeah, I mean, if she expressed that to me in the beginning, then it's a different story. But if she let me know, then I just tell her, like, hey, I used to this where I come from or how I grew up. Right, I used to doing this. So, if she can't adapt to that, she gotta go.
That makes sense.
I could don't see this man on like no dishes in the sink. He come home see dishes in vex. If house upside down.
Man. I mean, some get OCD, you know. You just can't see mess for too long, man. Fuck that.
Yeah. I feel up, man. Hey, for me, that's it?
Yeah, that's it for sure.
Hey, for me, like, bad hygiene, you know what I'm saying? Like, I understand sometimes, you know, sometimes you eat a plate of food and it's seasoned down, you know? So, you know, breath might not be 100, but, like, you know, every time, like, it can't be every time. Like, you know, like, you gotta freshen up, you gotta smell nice, you know what I'm saying? And our next deal breaker for me, you know, Pride Month just passed, you know what I mean? I ain't got no problems with nobody in the LGBTQ, HIV, community, you know what I'm saying? Well, I was saying, like, if I meet a girl, I meet a girl at a club, and And like, you know, we texted, and then like she texted me and said that she was born a man. That's a deal breaker for me. So
what?
That's fucking
what,
that's a deal breaker, man.
I don't know. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what comes like, she said, what's an ultimate deal breaker? Like, this is the... So I just like, yeah, look, that, Chris, that one for sure.
I don't think that's a that's deal breaker. On, that's like... Yeah, like...
That's transphobia, Chris. It's different.
That's transphobia?
That's crazy. If you walk up to one of those, that's crazy.
Hey, how do you even get yourself out of that?
Okay, that's a good question, Cass. What would I say after she said she was born a man?
Is there nothing?
Nothing.
I mean, sure, I wouldn't be the first person to not respond after she, you know, confessed that, you know. So like, she shouldn't feel too bad. She probably should expect it, right? Or he.
Mm-hmm.
Or them.
Anything them. You say may be used against you.
Mm-hmm.
At least they tell you.
Just don't say shit. Just don't say shit. Like, oh, I didn't even get it. Yo, I lost my phone. And like, the number wasn't, you know, backed up to the iCloud.
Imagine you ghost them and then you get onto the gym and that man just right there by the counter when you pull up.
Imagine you go to the gym and you struggling with some weight and she just come and lift up. You are racking up.
Like, I get you, man.
I get you, bro.
I get you.
That's crazy.
By the way, why you ain't texting me back?
Yeah.
Imagine you benching and she helping you bench, right? And she's spotting you. And you like, she helping you up and it's like, but wait, why you ain't texting me?
No, should I fuck you back? Back.
Oh, man. Yeah, Cass,
that's
what's
scary.
Your deal breaker?
My deal breaker is walking up and he can slides and then he can sucks and he got hole. That's it. I'm gonna walk away because.
For real?
Yes. Why is your big toe watching me? That's the first thing I'm gonna say.
No.
I'm sorry. I can't. You coming out? You out? You didn't have enough time to put like, two good pairs of socks.
Hey, you hear what?
I mean, I feel you.
I'd draw away socks if they get holes in it for real, right? But like they get certain holy socks, I'd keep. You know what I mean? Because like.
Because
if it's under the, you know, if it's underneath where the arch of your foot there, you know what I'm
saying? Yeah, you gotta keep that.
Yeah, you know I'm saying? Just stretch it out a little longer. Especially if it's, because all the socks I buy is always like either Adidas or Nikes. And I'm hacking cheap, you know what I mean? So you gotta stretch
socks
them
like
out, you know?
But, so, cuz. You
know, that's one, but my, that's one that I really don't look at, like when people wearing slides. Mm-hmm. And then, like, say if I come over.
Mm-hmm. Bobbin.
Okay, over.
So if I come over, right, and the room is like, say you tell me to sit in the living room for a little while, I know you cleaning your room. You
nah,
got
man,
to be cleaning.
Nah, man, you're taking things slow, man. What?
Okay.
Wait, why if he just going to check to see if he flush?
But don't in your room.
Oh, he went to shower.
My thing is, they ain't a good thing if he.
No, do that before I reach there.
Maybe he had enough time. He had to come and pick you up or
what
something.
What do you mean? If he made the plans way before.
In,
your check. He come home late.
No,
he had enough time, so he just
get
waited.
It together.
Soccer practice.
I'm not in high school. I could have more understanding in high school. We is adults.
As adult.
We is adults.
Okay.
For real.
But. You know, they have had times where I, like, you know, I'm on my way home, and it's like, if I go home, I have to go out my way to,
exactly.
Like, so, like, you're on the way. So, like, let me just take a quickly look, because the last time I see my room was 6 in the morning. Check. So, let me just make a little pee, make sure everything is everything, you know what I mean?
That's only acceptable if you don't bring her there before, and it's like, okay, no, you meet her for the first time, come on, it's her first impression.
I ain't gonna lie.
Mm.
That's when I used to like deep clean my house when I got a girl coming over for true. Like deep clean, like I do a little pour away, you know, here and there, but I ain't dusting nothing for real. But when a girl coming through, yeah man, I wiping every fuck down, I ain't gonna lie. You're gonna be impressed when you show up. I'm like, oh shit. Fuck
brand
some
new
like,
bed
pencil. You know what I'm saying? Okay,
go ahead.
So you say holding socks, right? What about like, you know, when you have a sock for too long, or you wash it too much time, or change color, or fade? Like, that's also a deal breaker for you? Like, your socks are a little light black.
Light black is
good. Or a little bleach in the sock. Like, you don't care?
No, that's fine. No, I don't care. Okay.
Them fuck expensive, Chris. I ain't sure them fuck away, Chris.
She don't care because she like that fuck, you know what I mean? She like, it's a new color to go with this color.
You know, she
a
fuck.
You make it work.
I fuck like that. But like, okay, so cause suppose he pick you up, right? Before you even get to the crib, you know, you get in the car and the car just kind of junky. Like, I guess I'm at grandma's bag.
Hey, I don't know his room, Dutty. Like I said, I make an excuse. I got to go home.
That could be his raga, though.
No.
Like, he get raga, he everyday dry.
I don't see ragas, and inside is clean.
I ain't gonna lie,
you would not expect inside to look like that.
With a little cherry scent, fuck. That'd be a nice.
Every raga have that fuck, though.
The coldest AC on the island, for sure.
Why you have that fucking Arctic, bro? Like, yeah. And ragas, bro. You know what I mean?
Okay. Her next question was, do we prefer morning sex or night sex? We want to start from the last person I went. So, without further ado, Big Cuss, do you prefer morning sex? She said dick rock hard and you just jump on and ride it. Or you prefer night sex?
Why are you Chris grinning about it so
much? Because this man adding to the question like
that's what she said. That's what she said. That's what she said, Chris.
I like
you were listening.
I like on the spot, like when like you have me like on the spot. It don't have to be like morning or specifically night.
Or anytime.
Yeah.
You just ready all the time. Okay.
If she and the person like they feeling aligned and the energy mess and they ready to get.
And if that's all the time, then it's all the time. But
hey man, what Chris talking about? You dancing? Oh, that's what she said.
You know, okay.
All right, salute to you, Chris.
So yeah, man, like that takes me back to the first answer I gave because it's like, you know, hygiene, you check. So like, you know, you just wake up, you know what I mean, your breath out there. So I gonna be mindful of that. And I don't think I gonna like be able to give like a full performance.
When you wake up with somebody you love, dog, you ain't worried about no mouth, dog. Your dick just ready.
No, I ain't no my dick gonna be ready, you know what I mean? I say like it ready, you know what I mean? I say during the sex, I gonna be in the back of my mind, like I ain't gonna.
Like,
you know what I mean? Like in the nighttime, I wanna whisper in her ear and thing, but like in the morning, like in the back of my brain, like, she gonna. I whisper something sexy. She smell like, you know, like yeah, chill, dog. Like you good? You crossing? Yeah, you know what I mean? So that's
but
that's
dude,
the.
But when I had to get along like that, that ain't gonna bother nobody. I mean,
I ain't gonna lie to you.
Man, this sex go hard though. Like, ain't nothing like starting your day with a good nut. You know, like this is the start of your day. You about to go into this wall and you done already. Like you about to like go to work and 99% of the people at your job they ain't have what you had this morning. Like you don't start your day up.
I'm surprised at you, Chris. I'm surprised at you.
Boy.
I'm surprised because you're a horrible listener. I saw your check, you be eating mad healthy and shit. Like, when you wake up, your mouth be stink.
I just smoke, you know. So.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Yeah, so, like. I feel you on that. Yeah.
If you're smoking at night and go to sleep without brushing your teeth,
yeah.
Your mouth is going to
stink. Oh, gum.
Your mouth will smell like right. Something dying. I fuck. But.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Fuck.
But no, I've been mouth washing before I go to bed. So. Yeah.
You don't brush your teeth before you go to sleep? It's okay.
Yeah, I know. I see my smell. I do sometimes. Tell me about hygiene.
I ain't gonna lie. When I wake up, my mouth don't be stink. And the person that wake up next to my mouth don't be stink either. I think we just eat good, so I don't know. It could be that. Or I just don't give a fuck. I don't know.
I mean, it stink, you know. It just hot dog. You know, I type away like, it ain't smell good and it ain't smell bad. It could smell better. You know?
I don't scrub my tongue a lot. So I don't know. Like, don't be stink.
This is our first sponsors. You know what I mean? We get tongue scrubbers and sales.
Colgate on deck. You know what I'm saying? Gale Colgate, 2 for $30. You know how to go.
We love this stuff, Colgate.
Hey, cool. I can't, you know. Yeah, true.
Man, to be honest, the time don't matter to me, man.
This man is Franco, man.
He just wants to be like me.
Yeah, like, what's going on?
That don't matter to me, dad. May make the beer go whenever, to be honest.
Yes, sir. I thought you were saying something about like, holy shit.
No. Man, it's noon night already.
Okay.
Really, you healthy, dog. You eat right, you put the right stuff in your body, dog. It's like... Every like he said, it don't matter.
I could eat healthy. I don't even eat healthy. Like, I don't eat greens and fucking.
No.
Nah, you bugging.
It gonna come with age. I ain't proud of saying that, but yeah, I don't eat greens and fucking.
That's crazy. That's crazy for real. But good luck to you. I hope you live a long life. Need that fuck.
Well, you young though, like how old a man is, like what, like
22?
22? No, 22? Like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah, time, man.
Now when I was 22, like shit, like 4 for $4 every day, man. What I'm saying, like bacon eater, like shit. We
are in Kentucky every other day, so I train stuff.
Check, so yeah.
Dude, I still stuck on the fat tracks. He said, "We got the fat
tracks." You know what?
So what?
The bathroom. What's up?
Oh. Hey. Hey, I'm both funny, right? imagine use the girl cast. Imagine use the girl and you know you just kiss.
Smelly
your face
shit.
Will get red off, like. You'll be like, God. That's not crazy.
I'm wagging up my holes.
Right? I fuck away for rain too, you know, rain. What?
What the fuck this is, man?
He's gonna be in the bathroom and he's gonna say, calm. He's gonna say, calm as ever, like it's nothing.
Yeah, cool. I might send a text. You know what I mean? Like,
that's even
sure.
Worse.
She gonna feel bad.
You don't want me screaming to alone, man. You gonna really cry.
Oh my God. I can't forget that, dude. That's funny. I can flush the toilet every single time. Not that never did.
Niggas judging. Don't listen to nobody. Niggas are judging. If your toilet ain't flush, if you get shit stay in it, niggas are judging. Just letting you know.
Big in the group chat for sure. Yo, this girl.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to take a picture and send it?
Camera's so accessible too, so it's like blackmail. Oh, man. Shit.
Imagine somebody pulls her face up. I see that casket. She don't flush the toilet. Look at this fuck shaking my head.
But they had a time my partner went on live, dog. And like, yeah, he was like, look at this nasty fuck. Look at this nasty. I remember fuck.
That's crazy though.
Yeah, man. You know what's crazy? I've been in our house before. So,
but you didn't check it though. You went back.
No. He right. That whole junkie, like fuck. I ain't gonna. Damn. He right. But like, if he only recording, but he was recording the whole house. Like, yeah, look at this kitchen, now. Like this girl ain't got it. Trash dog. Look at this fuck. This fuck so nasty. You know what I mean? Like, wow. I like, damn. This man putting his girl on blast, but it's like, you
and
know.
I bet you he's still hit.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure. Like, I know for sure he's still it because you know.
It depends, man, Chris. Awesome. I ain't gonna lie to you. It really might depend, though. And that's that. Like, if you walk into that crib and you look a little messy and crazy, like you might not even hit that gun for real. Just depend on what you see.
I enough about stuff that ain't important. Let's talk about history that's being made in the Virgin Islands. You know what I'm saying? Like. A film, bro. A whole film. Like, walk me through it. Like, walk me through, like, the idea. What make you be like, man, I want to do a movie for real. And, like, And explain to us, like, how you were able to, like, rally people behind you to, like, get at that done. You know, like, because when you see all these people come together to, like, make something great, is a beautiful thing. So just tell the people them the whole process.
So the whole process was, it all started off my aunt. She texted the lead producer for the movie, which is Peter Noel. And she tell he, like, she just want me to get more marketing and stuff like that. So we do the documentary. That's what come out first. So everybody thought the documentary was a movie in the beginning, but it was just a documentary, a little exposure on my business and stuff like that. So after that day, he said he was really inspired with my little story and stuff like that. So he was like, man, I really want to do a movie. You know what I'm saying? So he could get exposure also, because he wanted to do more movies in the VI and stuff like that. So I tell you, yeah, man, I down for it, because, hey, anything to get yourself out there, put your name on the map, I down for it. So he was like, okay, there ain't no problem. Bam, bam, bam. So after all of that, I guess he come up with his little team. We do a little fundraising and stuff like that. And the community, surprisingly, was supportive. And everybody was donating. And we reached a mark where we were able to at least start filming for the movie and stuff like that. So that's definitely where it all started. So it was mostly his vision and me just hopping on it, knowing that it gonna move and get someplace.
Yeah, man. So like when you talk to the producer, right? Because you are saying that he wanted to be able to put his name out there so he could make more movies in the Virgin Islands, right? And I just feel like that's a good idea. Like, and this is why I just feel like we a good looking group of fucking people. Like, I would like to watch Virgin Islanders on my screen at home, and this fuck is like a movie. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I just feel like we just as a people, you know, we just vibrant. We just a vibe. You know what I'm saying? So like, that's a good place to want to make movies. Like, I would be excited to just watch a movie from the boys.
Facts.
And that's how all the audience moving right now, because everybody, when they see me, they're like, when the movie gonna come out? When this gonna come out? When we gonna see a little snippet? When we gonna do this? I'd be like, man, a movie don't take a day to just
shoot. Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
It gonna take a day.
Right. So, yeah,
sure. So, see me like, I don't know, man. Like, I want Akko now, younger, you know. Like, mm-hmm. And I think that's just because, you know, when you watch the Disney channels, that man to be like around your age and you to aspire to like just be an actor.
Yeah.
But I always feel like what gonna knock me in my leg, you know, what gonna be my weakness is remembering my fucking lines. So like, tell me about that. How are you to like, I ever forget our lines in the middle of the shooting? Like,
me gonna lie. When I first get my scripture, right? For all the lanes.
When I first get my scripture.
I'm waiting for the Bible.
When I first get my script, right, it was a lot of people. I think it was about 74 people at first.
Right? God, and I
tell you, I is the main character. So you check, I get all the lanes. So I did it. I did it watching the people like, wow. How are we gonna remember all these lanes, right? Nearly like 2 days before shooting, I watch the paper and remember all the lines.
Jeez. Just so.
Yeah, man. Talented jack of all trades.
Oh, but my gosh.
No, what do you mean? You remember Rain was fucking bashing me for liking my own shit? Like, dog, what the fuck? If the man know he nice, the man know he nice.
Yeah, yeah. I don't like my stuff too. Different. I don't laugh after my jokes on Facebook too.
You don't react to it though?
Yeah.
You put a ha ha.
For sure.
You react to it.
Chris will comment on his own post, you know, because it's not different, you know. Wow, that's weird. That's all it is.
Yeah, guys, walk around with
them. They can hold hands, dog.
Especially, like, if I refresh my timeline and my team come back down and I read it, I'd be like, yeah, you did that shit.
You know what I mean? Rain, you got to understand, Rain. Like, we's entertainers, so, like, we gonna fucking like shit like that, you know what I mean? Like, just be like, this nigga funny as fuck.
I don't have my own story, Chris. That's
sorry,
crazy.
Sorry, Ayo. If I used to be, like, looking down, it's because the cat.
Hey, how you doing for raining? Or rain got caught full, man. Eh?
The fuck I'm trying to take my toes, Chris. You think it's a joke? I need my foot now. What the fuck?
No, okay, pedaling cause... back across. Cut how you cornered.
I almost boxed stuff up. Anyways.
So, Cass, okay. So, we know you had the lines them down pack. Yeah. So, going off of Cass' reaction when I bring up the script, I think our answer going to be a little different.
Dude, well, because... they had to actually, they switched the script so many times.
Yeah, that's funny.
And they cut out a lot of stuff. So he kind of had to relearn the script. And that happened like way last minute. So it had some parts that he did not know.
Okay. Improvise.
No, that ain't lies. But it was to just
improvise.
Like,
improvise.
Oh, yeah. It was little hiccups, but it wasn't nothing major, trust me.
Okay. I got a question. It went away. Hold on.
I get you. So, Cass, like, you got a lot of outfits, you know, a lot of pictures, you know, models.
That was on me.
So, yeah, so tell me about it. So, like, what did you, so, like, for like, particular scenes, how would you, like, choose what you going to wear? Like, was it the directors? Was it, well, you just
it
said,
was
what
Ami.
Are you? So, what you, like, how do you decide, like, okay, for this scene, I want to wear this? Or you are there with like seven outfits on your bed?
No. So basically, I didn't have none of my outfits. Like all of my outfits, I low-key picked them either the night before or the day of. And they would tell me like, she's basically that character was like easy for me because she was already a bit of me. So it's like, it was a spicy, like, you know, girl. And that's me.
Yeah.
And then it was just like, she had to dress like how...
Hot tamale, yeah.
So I was just dressing like me.
So that was my question that I had. I slipped my mind. So what's the movie about? Is it a romance? Is it like a horror? What was it about?
A horror.
Man, well, it's a romance too. Drama.
Tragedy.
Yeah. It's a mixture of different genres, to be honest.
It never
just stick to one thing because you gonna see moments where love is involved for sure. You gonna see where a lot of tragedy, death is involved. Then they have drama scenes.
Dramatic.
Yeah. So.
So Ayo is lovers to Ayo.
Yeah, who is lovers?
Okay, I gonna ask no more questions about. I won't wait till we get some more. Out of movies, and then people could see for their fucking self, you know.
So I don't want to tell me the message or the moral, but like, would you say that after watching this movie, somebody could take something from it? Like, do they have gems in it that you could take from it? You know,
definitely, especially if you're down the wrong path in life, like I don't know, doing shit that ain't beneficial for you or gonna get you in trouble. Definitely, that movie gonna. At least change the perspective and thing and see that it's different ways to go about reaching goals in life and stuff like that.
And your company.
That's what I'm talking about.
Speaking about company, I know I get Peanut on the movie, right? So any other like cast members that I want to like call out so people could know who's going to be in the movie that I could say?
We get Pressure for sure in the movie.
Boss hype!
Singing? He's singing,
oh
fuck?
My god.
No. Really? I wish he had a little singing scene, but he ain't singing. He's my
Chris,
uncle in the
Chris,
movie.
Chris, imagine, right, the dude and the my laughing. I bought the paint. Imagine the dude and the girl, right? They both to kiss. And he just get pressure in the background. Is this love? Is this love like that? What the fuck?
He just bang the camera. The camera just pan away from the kiss and it just get pressure. You're singing, right?
We little backup singers and fuck. You know what I'm saying? Come on, bro.
It's no different from
my tears. Like, come on.
Movie director. Big director.
Really funny.
So you get pressure. Okay, who else?
Pressure, Peanut.
Pressure, Peanut.
Big Cass.
yeah, Cass for sure. Who else again? But again, Chattanova.
Two of them, the two, who don't own their team?
Yeah, Boo. Yeah. You get Boo, his right-hand man. You get, is Kian, is he mean? the sushi.
Kian.
He do sushi and stuff like that.
Do the sushi. Yeah, Rasta,
yeah,
man.
He does, man.
Yeah, Chris, he surprised everybody for sure with his acting. So,
big up. The man to do sushi, like, that's what we have to do. You attacking, boy. You only get like three men that do sushi and sing Korean. You know?
He play his part good for sure.
Okay.
My last question, I like Chris take back over. Did y'all find Cass or Cass find are you? Cass the person, she just wander into rooms and find people. So who find who?
Cass.
They actually find Cass. They find Cass for sure.
But Cass. I kind of wander into her Kiara room.
Yeah, they find Cass.
That's Cass, I couldn't tell you that's
We went. We was at the casino, let me tell you. And we get so drunk. And then she get more drunk than me. And then she was like, This is Sharif. Actually, this is our heart. She get me to, like, she was the backbone of a lot of shit. Like, she helped a lot. I give it to Sharif. That's my girl.
Yeah.
And I was just in the car with she, and I had to drive home. She was asking me, like, if I don't act. And I was like, do you even know me for real? Like, you know? And then I was like, yes, girl. And then it was history from there. She sent me to audition, and I didn't think I would have it. But I sent my first video and Peter had loved it from that one. But they just wanted me to sign next one.
Me or like,
I tell Ayo, I had an audition. I auditioned that night. And he had loved that drug video, but I had to send a next one the next day for everybody else.
Oh, shit. Yes. That was a drunk party.
Are you welcome, like, Cass, you know?
When I hear Cass was the female actor, I was like, wow. I just saying I could pick she up because we had a scene in the first week that I had to pick she up and stuff like that. They were like, man, I hope I ain't no big girl. They got pick up the ass for you. You know what I'm saying? I say, I'm pick up nobody.
Like, yeah, stunt double, you know? I got a stunt double. I mean, for a hot time, you know?
I will the kid, myself.
Oh, fuck. Did they have any stunt doubles, guys?
No. This is straight us.
People, they do their own stunt. Everything.
Yeah, son. Everything there.
All right, cool.
What that's funny, Rin. Like, you know, in one scene, she like 200 pounds, and then the next scene, you see the mom pick up like a tire.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any more questions, Chris?
No. All right, Chris, so we got a game. Okay, I will let Adi say. Just for time, right?
Just said a game.
I'll let Adi say, Rin, make sure you caught it. You get all of this recruited. Harry, so loud he said, would you guys rather do play a would you rather game or you want to do a next fan mail?
Do the both of them. I don't have the luxury of editing.
No, we don't have the luxury of editing.
Okay, you just lazy. That's what it is.
No, what he's saying we could do either or. You know what I'm saying?
So like, I think we should do the game because we don't do a really good fan mail.
That's fair.
That's cool.
That's fair, Chris.
I want to hear the family. Why
are you so excited?
Yeah, I want to hear the family, right?
I want to hear it because if that was so sweet.
I know that. But
so, okay, that we could probably do both, but you can't go crazy with it. Would you rather crazy? You just got to do like a trick. Hey?
Okay.
Yeah, that's
it. Hey, first one. Would you rather fulfill your biggest wish? You know, this is your goal. This is your dream.
Mm-hmm.
Or would you rather resolve your biggest regret? So no, this is a regret. This is something that you do in the past that you like, damn, I wish I could have erased that fuck out of my life. So would you rather have the ability to do that, or would you rather have the ability to accomplish your dreams?
I'll take the wish for 500, please. Thank you so much.
I gonna accomplish my dream, so I don't have no big regrets that I have to go back to.
So you gotta go back in time.
Yeah.
Guess what?
My name is Akito. I'm from the future.
Guess what? Pain strafe and them fuck to just build character, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, you need this.
It's gonna make you better.
Yeah, I have everything. You can't just throw all the bad parts. You feel me?
Cass gonna go back in time and stop herself from getting. Cass gonna go back in time and stop herself from getting that one little scar on her knee. Like, hey, that's the scar that gave me vex. I can't wear the right splits because of this scar.
Did I really be knocking my shins a lot when I was small? Like, yeah, well, I would not go back and change it. I would. I would accomplish my biggest wish that day.
There we go. See, we don't regret shit. Hey. We live with no regrets.
Bet. Ari, so next question. Would you rather spend a week in the woods without a tent or a week in a real haunted house? So let me switch it
you
up.
You should have asked me. No, man.
Let me switch it up. Would you rather spend a week in like the rainforest and St. Croix? A whole week, full blown week. Night and day.
No tent.
Or would you rather no technology,
haunted house.
Or would you rather like be in a haunted house?
I take the rainforest.
I take the rainforest, my son. I ain't gonna be it all day.
I getting paid for this.
I mean,
the rainforest is like it's like I would rather be dry sometimes though.
Walk with that.
Walk with that thing rain. Yeah, I think ain't gonna walk in a haunted house. You know, you bust that heck, you gonna go straight through whoever you think.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Chris, imagine what you know do? What I mean?
Me? Shit, I don't know. You see the book I reading? Well, fuck me, ain't no haunted house dog in the forest.
Nah, I good, dog.
I gotta go in there.
Oh, yeah, man. You see, like, Epstein or some fucking heck, like, what are you gonna do? You know what I mean? Like, I deal with it in a haunted house for a week. I good, dog.
I feel like by Wednesday, like, I say for these man, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I'll be accustomed now, like if Epstein walking, I'll be like, damn, yeah.
They're retarded is because they really feel that way. Like Chris feel like he could just befriend anybody. Don't matter, dog. Like
I did her Monday. Like, okay.
No sense, dog.
Listen, man. I did her Monday. Everybody scared the shit out of me. I cry. Everything. Tuesday, they probably catch me again. I know me. Wednesday now is like Epstein walking. I'm like, demand. Went through this. Come on.
Yeah.
Thursday, we probably smoking a little J, relaxing, and like, yay.
Smoking a little J.
You know, we good. Friday,
this
I go home.
Movie. This is real life, cuz. It's not a movie. This is real life. It probably not going to get better. I don't know why you think it's going to get better. He might see it and just make it worse.
You don't think you're going to see things in the rainforest, too?
I might see things, but I think
I don't have the thing on me.
I so may be able to have some fun in the rain. If I could swim, I could do all type of thing. You can
even be in the rainforest in St. Croix to be dry.
Don't talk about it, B.I. St. Croix rainforest later, diary.
And in this heat?
We're Rastaman. Rastaman will watch this podcast. Don't talk about the rainforest. What the next question is, Chris?
Harry,
don't touch your hand. These are fake, Ras.
This man take off his hat and I fucking and just come off Chris and lose my shit, you know, dog.
Hey,
I smell the tea.
Take off your hat, Reem.
I ain't shave. Oh. You, Chris. Thank you everybody for pulling up. This is with the Green Podcast. Shout out to Aquino, shout out to Cass, big movie. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to drop the little flyer I have on socials. I'm going to drop it at the end so everybody can see what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Ayo. Wish her success. I keep doing what I'm doing.
I appreciate it. Baseball sound.
Bet. Yes, sir.
Big up to Lil Bill. I'm Breezy. Go,
and if
Breezy.
If I have a sequel and I want WTG in a fucking sequel, we could jump on, you feel me?
Why are you going to do on it?
Whatever you want. Listen, I could be whatever. Comedy, romance, I could be whatever. I just
okay. On the spot, real quick. On the spot, me. Real quick.
Hit me.
Okay. I want you to cry.
Welcome to With the Green Podcast.